This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Obviously, you know by now, Shane Waldron out, fired as offensive coordinator. Thomas Brown is in. He took to the lectern today. And Dan, while, you know, he seems to be a confident man, I don't know if I necessarily learned anything from Thomas Brown today in terms of what he's going to be all about, other than he's a different voice than his predecessor, who was just fired.
A different voice and a different personality, which we can expand on in a few minutes. I think there is something here to unpack in terms of the direction the Bears go in the short term. This is all about trying to get some sort of spike in confidence, some sort of spike in production, some sort of stability to kind of get yourself moving back in the right direction. Today was a busy afternoon. I mean, there's a 50-minute stretch out here at Hallis Hall where you've got Thomas Brown and Caleb Williams speaking at the lectern. You've got guys in the locker room, including Cole Kmet and Coleman Shelton and Keenan Allen and later DJ Moore and Mercedes Lewis speaking in the locker room. I'm still sifting through it all because there was a lot of stuff that we were able to gather and collect and try to figure out what to make of it. Ultimately, Mark, I think we're going to get our answer on Sunday afternoon in terms of whether this produces at least a very short-term spark, which this team needs worse than anything right now, is a little bit of a spark that pushes them in the right direction. We can kind of dig into a little bit more of what's there. But I think the three things that I wrote down kind of after going through my notes was that presence matters. We can get into that. Confidence matters. We can get into that. And details matter. We've been hearing that for weeks. I think that's my little sort of summary outline to kind of figure out where the Bears go from here with obviously a significant change at a odd time in the season. And now everybody's got to hit the ground and put their best foot forward.
Yeah, and Dan's right. I mean, we are doing this podcast right now by the seat of our pants, which is good because, I mean, Dan and I are in all of the rooms and you are getting fresh. And Dan and I haven't even talked to each other about anything that has happened today. So this is coming together as hastily as it possibly can. Dan, in trying to get answers from the players about where Shane Waldron went wrong and just generally their reactions. Like, it was weird to hear DJ Moore say he was shocked and kind of surprised that obviously they knew things were going well, but they didn't think that they would fire the offensive coordinator. You hear guys saying nice things for the most part, saying it just didn't work out. And we believe in Thomas Brown and hopefully he'll provide that spark. There was one player in that locker room today, and you were a big part of the Q&A with Keenan Allen, the Bears veteran wide receiver, who gave an answer as we start to put Shane Waldron behind us. He gave a great answer on why he is no longer here. Here's Keenan Allen.
Your sense for why it didn't click with Shane?
For me, I'd probably say just probably too nice of a guy. I think OTAs, training camp, kind of fell into a trap of letting things go, not holding people accountable, and obviously those things get into a little slippery slope.
So what types of things are you talking about?
Just being, you know, kind of professionalism, just doing things the right way from the beginning.
So to that end, what does Thomas's presence mean to this offense? Different personality, biologically.
Yeah, different personality. I think he's just more of a don't take bullshit type of guy, and won't accept it either. So see how it goes.
That matters.
Absolutely.
Well, this does, Dan, and great stuff from you. All this does is corroborate what Mercedes Lewis was saying to us earlier after the Indianapolis game, that they want somebody to a coach that will hold guys accountable, that will show some authority in situations where you need authority when you have a rookie quarterback. So that's what this comes down to. That is lines up exactly with the things we were hearing in week.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The mystery here is, what are the specifics of the things that were unprofessional? What are the specifics of things that weren't being tended to that needed to be? Who are the culprits? We haven't gotten any names over the last 6 weeks of things of that have been inferred, but not really driven home with any sort of points. And so it leads you into a sort of Hardy Boys mindset of trying to figure out, what is this? Is this something where players are worried that the rookie quarterback isn't being held to the standard that he needs to be held to for a football team to go forward in the NFL? Is that part of the equation? Can't say yes, can't say no. I just think there's a lot here that has been going wrong. Obviously, they've scored 9 points the last 2 weeks. They've really struggled since the bye week, and they've got to get something unlocked here soon. And now the question is can Thomas Brown's presence make a difference? The thing that was consistent today from everyone we talked to inside the locker room was that it's a different energy. You know, Cole Kmet said that. Mercedes Lewis said that. Mercedes, you know, talked about how Thomas Brown is just a guy that if you're having a bad day and you just happen to bump into him in the hallway, it might change your day, because there's just an enthusiasm, a charisma, a juice that guys respond to. That's important. When you contrast that to Shane Waldron, who was, in Keenan Allen's words, too nice of a guy, who was, by our judgment, a little bit anxious when he was in front of a room. There's a difference here. Now, does it matter? Yeah. How much of a difference does it make in the end results on a football field? Let's see. Let's see what happens against the Packers, against the Vikings, against the Lions. If all of a sudden you see that charisma translating into confidence, which then translates into production, well, then maybe we have something here. But there's definitely some things to monitor, I guess, in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think almost 100% of the time when there is an interim anything, whether it's the NFL, baseball, football, any sport, there's always going to be that boost. These answers were predictable, quite frankly, from the players. New energy, new charisma, all of that. There kind of has to be. You're not going to bring in another guy who has that same personality. So while I understand the players are saying the right thing, I have no idea, zero idea, if Thomas Brown is going to be a good offense coordinator in this league. I think the Bears, when they interviewed him, obviously they decided, and my guess is that you're close, but not quite enough experience, not the same experience that Shane Waldron has had. So we like you. We like you enough to keep you on the staff, but not quite the experience we want with a rookie quarterback and a veteran offensive room. So that's just something I want everybody to keep in mind, that while things seem cleaner here with personality, that doesn't really mean a whole heck of a lot. I want to play a couple more cuts here, Dan, because you brought it up about, you know, like a paying again, fourth or fifth time that we've talked about this, and paying attention to detail and who exactly are we talking about. I'm going to play DJ Moore, because I tried to dig a little bit deeper into that question, because is it the quarterback? Is that who we're talking about? So let's hear from DJ Moore, and specifically he was asked, and this is interesting in itself. He was asked, did the offense need change?
I don't know. We might have been more detailed in some positions. Our receiver group and others, but we just got to focus on ourselves and get it right.
You mentioned, you know, a few times when you've spoken to us needing to be more detailed in practice. You just mentioned maybe the wide receivers as well. Is that everybody? Is that the quarterback? Who specifically are we getting?
I think everybody. Everybody just got to look inward and just do a deep dive and really just learn the game plan for the week and just go from there. So it's no excuses at the end.
Does Caleb have full support in the locker room from the offense, even though he has had his own struggles as well?
Yeah, you got to have support from him no matter what. He's going out there busting his butt, trying to learn everything at once, and the defense is throwing a lot at him. So you can't really be mad at him. Just got to still back him. Whatever he's doing, he's going to get better at, and we with him.
You have no choice to support Caleb Williams. I believe DJ Moore. I know he thinks a lot of this sucks because it's a developing quarterback, but he would have thought it sucked no matter who the rookie quarterback was.
There's no question. There's just some gray area here that they're going to have to surf through here in the near future. It's funny to give people a look behind the curtain today. I didn't realize that DJ Moore went to the official podium as he's done every Wednesday this week. I thought that kind of got moved because Thomas Brown was doing the coordinator talk a day ahead of time. So when DJ came back to the locker room, I got him at his locker for about 4 minutes, and I was wondering why nobody was interested in talking to DJ Moore. I'm like, why am I getting a one-on-one with DJ Moore? He seems like a significant voice in the room here. Little did I know that he had already spoken for 8 minutes back in the other direction. And you know, I had kind of pressed him on if his relationship with Caleb was still strong. And then Caleb was walking in from the Tony Medlin corner of the locker room, and he said, "Caleb, are we still tighter than moose knuckles?" I had to look up moose knuckles afterwards, and have fun with that, guys, when you're on the Google machine a little bit later. And the two just laughed with one another. I don't know what it means, but what I've deduced, Grody, there's a long way of getting to my point that there seems to be a crisis of confidence with the quarterback right now. And I think there's a lot of people in the building trying to figure out how to solve it, you know, how to get this quarterback from falling down the hole that Mitch Trubisky fell down in 2019, which I always defined as struggling with struggling. You start to have some struggles, and then your head just gets loaded with pressure and doubt and hesitance and all the things that we've seen play out on the field with the way Caleb's played the last couple of weeks. And so somehow, some way, this organization and this locker room and this coaching staff has to figure out how to unlock Caleb's confidence again, because it is one of his predominant strengths. But I think we can all draw the conclusion that it's shaken right now, and they've got to get it unshaken.
Yeah, and honestly, what was the terminology? Moose? Is it like reindeer thing?
Are we as tight as moose knuckles? I'm not going to give it to our audience. They're going to go to the Google machine and have fun with that.
That's fair.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.